Man, it's people in your neighborhood, usually on Fridays. Abby Edwardson's in here. But we have a special guest this morning, Joanne Fisher from Rollins Library. Good morning. How are you?
Hello. I'm doing really good. It's Joanne the Library Lady from Rollins Library.
Yeah, it's been a while since you've been in here, so I hope you remember how to
I know. Yeah, I was a little nervous.
I'm sure. Oh, it'll be all right. So you're here just basically to let everybody know, you know, some of the things that are going on at the library.
Yeah, I am. I'm here to talk about this week is National Library Week, and we are wrapping things up with an Easter egg hunt, and that is tomorrow, Saturday, April 12th, and we do have two sessions. The first session is at 9:30, and the second session is at 11, and we just ask that you register, and you can register by calling the library at 605-773-7421, and we'll get you can select what session you would like. And we also have our summer reading program is coming up in about a couple months or so. And we do have our summer reading kickoff program. And our kickoff program is a little bit different this year. We have an entertainer, and it is a balloon artist and entertainer from the east part of the state. And he's known as Mr. Twister, and he will be here for a program on Saturday, May 10th, and that starts at 10 o'clock.
So the Easter egg hunt, I have a question. Is it going to be actual, like, eggs that they're looking for?
Well, there's some nice variety of plastic eggs.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just wondered because, you know, the price of eggs, I don't know, the library had to take maybe get out a loan for the price of the eggs.
Nope. We just have our fun little bright colored plastic eggs, and we have little prizes or candy inside, and there should be enough for everybody to get a few eggs and find them in the stacks.
I think that's a good idea anyway to use those plastic ones because you can put little prizes in there, just put the little candy in there inside and stuff.
It's sweet. And then the participants, they just take the eggs home in their basket or their bag, and, you know, they can reuse them another time at
home. So are they going to be hidden, like, around the library, I'm assuming?
Yeah, they will be hidden on a section of the library, and our staff, they'll hide the eggs, and they always have a good time. They kind of keep them at a certain height so participants can get to them, and they'll have a fun time. And I forgot to bring up that we will have the bunny. The Rollins Library Easter Bunny will be there, and you can take pictures with the rabbit with your family or friends.
Yeah, that's cool because I remember growing up as a good time seeing the Easter Bunny.
Oh, yeah, that's here too because I remember taking my daughter and my husband and I, we would go and do the Easter egg hunt and always got to take a picture with the bunny.
Yeah, it was weird though. It's like I never had my picture taken with Santa. I was afraid of Santa for some reason, but every year I would sit on the lap of the Easter Bunny. I mean, it's just funny, like, you know, this big giant rabbit, and I'm all right with that.
And that's okay, but not Santa.
Yeah, but Santa, I'd even cry. It's like my mom and dad would be like, "Oh, you want to go sit on Santa's lap?" And I'd be like, no.
You were a brave kid.
I know I was.
Yep, take a picture with the bunny.
Yeah, so when did you say that the registration for the summer reading program is?
Oh, the registration, you can actually register now for summer reading. And we have partnered with the City of Pierre, their Park and Recreation Department. And you can go to the cityofpierre.org and you can find all different kinds of summer rec offerings, and you can find ours, the Rollins Library options, and we have options for kids pre-K through fifth grade. We have two sessions. The first is in June, and then the second is in July, and then we have a week set aside for tweens and teens, and they'll have their own four-day session doing various art projects.
It's hard to believe that the kids are out of school, I think, probably about a month from now, I think it is.
Yeah, you're right. Yep, it always comes up fast.
It's hard to believe.
Yes,
it is. It's already almost Easter now.
Yes.
Time flies.
Yep, it is. So, but we look forward to seeing you at our Easter egg hunt or at one of our summer programs or anytime. So you just come and visit the library.
Well, thanks for coming in this morning. It was good to see you again.
Yes, good to see you too, William.
Have a good weekend.
Thank you. Everybody have a good weekend.